Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on the last day of March 2023, Getaway Friday, March the 31st, 2023, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio tonight for the return of Friday Night Live, Sean Kraft. Sean?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I fell asleep because of that long... news report and weather report.
News report was not that long.
I don't know. I dozed off. I don't even know what it was.
Well, now you know the weather for Easter.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Adam.
Adam, I thought Adam would be out there calling in.
Yep.
Apparently not.
He's probably at the gym.
Now, I was letting everybody know in hour number one that I'm dear friends with the legendary Barbara Walters, who passed away, went to under a reward. You didn't know about that?
What?
She went to her reward.
Yes, she did.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Yes. Now here, before she went to her reward, this is what Barbara Walters did for me. Now, you're going to shut up and be ready for this?
I will listen.
Now here you go, folks. Garrett, this is how close Barbara Walters and I were. The icon.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara.
I forgot about that.
Is that not beautiful?
Yes, I forgot she taped that for you.
That's what. If you ever forget what show you're listening to, I'll just play that. Let's say we're talking about something. Okay, what were we talking about earlier?
We were talking about
the Cubs.
Cubs.
And then you, what did you have to say about Adam's Harry Carey impersonation?
Oh, it wasn't all there.
Wasn't all there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Do you know what station you're listening to?
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, that's what you...
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
I totally forgot she did that for you.
That's all you Downs ever did his whole career.
Yeah.
Sat there at the desk on 2020, collected $1 million a week. Thank you, Barbara. Wonderful story, Barbara. That's all I did.
That's all he did.
Barbara was out there doing the work, interviewing the presidents and so on and so forth, and they just went back to him. Good story, Barbara.
There you go. Well, you know, that's all he needed to do.
Now, I heard a rumor.
Yes.
That legendary, well, he's not really a legendary person, kind of a goofball, radio personality, The Wheeze, was listening tonight.
Yes.
Now, is he going to call in?
Yes, he is.
Wheeze, if you're out there, this is your shot. 740-383-9944. The Wheeze himself. The Weasel Boy. Well, he must not know how to dial a phone.
He's getting to a phone right now.
He's getting to a phone. Now, do you like this guy?
Who, Weasel Boy? Oh, yes, I used to listen to him on WNCI.
I never liked him.
You
never, I don't think I ever listened to him, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, he's a good guy. Good guy.
I've sat here with him, and honestly, it's like being on a chain gang.
You know, he...
like doing hard time. Oh, here we go. Get ready. The phone is lighting up. This is going to be big. Hold on to your... well, just hold on to something over there. Just hold on to your catheter bag like
there
earlier.
There you go.
My word.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Guess who it is?
Who is it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, you know what? I recognize this voice. Do you know who this is? You don't know. Well,
come on, seriously.
Yeah.
You don't know me?
Yes, you know Sean. Who is this?
Oh, yes,
I know.
Now I know. Now it came to me. How you doing, Bailey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Well, what's new with you?
I had a baby.
Wow. Had a baby. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. He's actually 4 weeks old today.
4 weeks old. Now, what's his name?
Hunter.
Hunter. Very nice name. Now,
yes.
That's child number three, correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. So, what's life been like? Happy? Good things good?
Yeah, everything's good. Don't live in Marion anymore, or close to Marion, really. But, but yeah, everything's good, so.
You were kind of Marion adjacent.
Well, yeah, I lived in Prospect, but now I don't.
You know, I
live, like, Columbus area.
You know, last year, I drove to Prospect during the fair. And they had the one road in Prospect blocked off. And I thought I was going to have to buy a house there because I couldn't get out.
I mean, it is a nice neighborhood, you know. But.
Oh, I would have been happy to move in. I just didn't think going over there to pick up a product was I was going to have to become a resident.
Right, I know. I know.
Now,
it gets kind of crazy there.
Now, did you hear the Barbara Walters bit?
I did.
Are you sad as we are that she's dead?
Yeah, actually, you were the first person I thought of when I heard the news.
Really?
Yeah.
She died on New Year's Eve. Didn't that put a damper on the whole festivities?
Yeah.
So you heard...
No, it did. What?
You heard Barbara died, and you said, I came to your mind.
Yeah.
That's good. That's exactly what I want from people when they hear Barbara Walters died to think of me.
No, I just know that, like, when I was there, you always talked about her or talked to her. So, you know, that's...
Well, she was the number one lady on television. Now, true or false?
Yeah, it is true. So, but that's just... It just reminded me of you because that's how I, you know... I guess relayed that in my mind. I don't know. I thought of you.
Well, that's that. You know, I often have said when people think of Barbara Walters, they should think of me.
Well, I did. So
now, so life is good. I'm glad to hear that. And you're listening to the show tonight. Now, so far, are you enjoying the show? Well, how would you rate this particular broadcast?
I'm number one. I'm number one, right, Bailey?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, I'm not there anymore for Friday nights, so, yeah.
You've missed it, though. I can tell by the hint of your voice that you have missed.
I have.
It's been...
But, you know, I've been so busy, like, I don't have time for anything.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is you've missed the broadcast because it was a high point.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. I have missed it, yeah.
Now, what was your favorite moment? Because you were on several broadcasts there for a while. What was a moment that sticks out in your head?
Oh, Nashville, for sure.
Oh, Nashville, that's right. You and I broadcast from the front steps of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
It was 13 degrees.
It was so cold.
And I made a remark about Loretta Lynn and the Nashvilleites about killed me.
Yeah.
And then we ate that night at some restaurant, and I got seasick just going into the place.
Oh, the aquarium restaurant?
The aquarium restaurant, that's right.
Yeah, I actually was just back in Nashville in August and wanted to eat there again, but the people I was with did not want to wait to eat, so...
Well, see, that was a happy memory. Do you remember... Oh, this is good. Do you remember the song that they sing as they're closing the Grand Ole Opry? We tried to sing it out there that, and it was terrible. But do you remember the song? Now, don't say no just because you think I'm going to ask you to sing it.
I'm not going to sing it.
No, but do you remember the song?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What is the title? Because I forget it at the moment.
Oh, man, it's something about a circle.
A circle. Yeah, and when you go to Kentucky, they have a song about a triangle.
Oh, jeez.
And Ohio is a zero. That's what we got. No, so what's on your mind here?
I don't know. I'm so sleep deprived because, you know, Hunter doesn't sleep at night.
You know, this is very interesting. Where did you come up with the name Hunter?
His dad named him.
Oh, very nice. Because,
yeah.
you know, I have not heard that name in recent times. But
we did not have his name picked out until he was born.
You don't say. Did you know if it was going to be a boy or a girl?
Yes, we did. And we had a list of like 16 names, and Hunter was not even on the list.
Number one was Scott, wasn't it?
No, Sean.
Oh, sure. Sean.
Well, I
heard Sean.
I heard you were thinking of Barbara Walters, and that came to the table.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even, to be honest, I don't even remember what names we had picked out. But
Billy?
We just Billy? Decided on Hunter.
Was there a Billy on the list?
No.
Timmy?
No, it wasn't like, there was like Maverick and just different, but like every name that we had on the list, there was a reason as to why we couldn't use it.
Now, why couldn't you use the name Maverick?
Because the Top Gun movie came out, so there's going to be a lot of kids with that name.
You know, did you know anything about a Top Gun movie, Sean? I didn't know about that.
Yes, it's a brand new
movie. Oh, it's a brand new movie, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what are they doing? Flying planes in that thing?
No, it's just like a Tom Cruise, like the old one.
Oh, like the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why'd we have to make it again?
They always make
it. I don't know.
They always make new movies.
But I couldn't use that name.
Because you don't want...
Because of that movie.
You don't want several people with the same name as the child that you have.
Right, I guess.
Right.
I didn't really care.
Now, this is interesting. Then this is interesting, because you were named after a character on The Facts of Life.
I was.
You know, that's the one thing I remember.
The one thing you remember about me?
Well, I remember that, because, like, when you think of Barbara Walters, you think of me. When I think of Facts of Life, I think about you.
Okay.
No, because that was so weird, because your name was Bailey, and there is a Christmas episode of The Facts of Life that I have watched every year for several years, and that was the only other name that I've, or only other place I've ever heard Bailey for a girl, and I made that connection, but when you told me that's how you were named, I was shocked.
Yeah, I know. Everyone thinks I'm named after the alcohol.
That's funny.
No, I thought it was the George Bailey and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, nope. I was named after Blair's little sister.
Blair's little sister on The Facts of Life. Well, that is good times, you know? And, you must not have heard in hour number one. Sean and I were talking about this year's Christmas party that was held at my house that I have every year. And,
oh, yeah.
You came to that one. Yes, you came to that once.
Yeah.
Now, was that not big fun?
Yeah, I think we watched The Facts of Life before that.
Right.
We were getting everything ready for it.
Right, when I make people come over prior to the parties, I always say we got to watch The Facts of Life before we can really get this party going.
Yeah.
if it ain't The Facts of Life. Well, this year we had a mishap at my house because...
Wait, did you catch the stove on fire again?
Listen, you were not there when the stove was caught on fire.
I was not, but I remember that.
Well, you know, it's just one of those incidents. The house is still there. But here's the thing.
Good.
This past year, as you know, we had that horrible snowstorm on December 23rd.
Oh, yeah.
So I was having a party on the 24th, and I knew I had people, so I had my driveway plowed out. I paid somebody to do that, and you know how I don't part with the money. And... And I had the driveway plowed out, and the person bringing the shredded chicken sandwiches, did not come.
Oh.
So my.
I thought you were gonna say slipped and fell in your driveway and
killed you. No, I'd have been okay. Listen, I'd have been okay if they slipped and fell in the driveway. Then we'd have had the chicken sandwiches. But all we had was buns.
We could just take a fork out there and start eating it.
Listen, you can't break a crock pot like that.
Oh, you want to bet?
You can.
I've done it.
Listen, the point is...
Hey, guys, let's go outside. We're going to have our chicken.
We did not have any chicken. So,
it was a snowstorm. It would have been cold.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful. But yet, I soldiered through because heaven knows, you know, it's Party Central.
We had to go to McDonald's.
So we had to go to McDonald's.
Yeah, I didn't drive in that.
Oh, I was out in it.
Yeah, no, we go to my boyfriend's mom's for Christmas Eve, and luckily he can drive, because I don't do snow.
Well, that was a snowstorm.
Yeah.
That was
I don't do that.
Heavy duty. Heavy duty. Well, I'm so glad you called in. Now, you're going to continue to listen, right?
I am.
All right. Stay tuned. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Am I going to get tested?
I'm going to quiz you to see if you've listened to the rest of the show properly. Because if you tune out after your phone call, then I'm going to take that as a vote of no confidence at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll listen.
Thanks, Bailey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 All right, Bailey, who used to be on this show. Well, how about that? I thought it was the Wheeze.
Oh, well, he said he tried to call, but I know it's ringing busy.
Well, we're on the phone.
I told him.
Is he calling back now?
I don't know.
What's he got to do? He don't have anything to do.
I don't know what he's doing. I told him to call in now. So we'll see what happens.
He's got no friends, and nobody likes him. So what else has he got to do on a Friday night?
Friday.
All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Well, that was a little blast from the past. Now, there was like the ghost of Christmas past.
It was. I haven't talked to her for how many years now?
Oh, I don't remember the last time I would have. A while ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
You know, Christmas brings out the... there's been a lot of people at my Christmas parties. Let's put it that way. Now, some years it goes over okay, and some years it's a little shaky.
And I'm there every year. I don't think I've ever missed any one of your Christmas parties.
Because you love them, correct?
I do.
They're fun.
Yes.
There's always some kind of... I'm restructuring it, though, this Christmas.
What are you going to do? Go buy more Christmas?
Well, I'm going to change the guest list a little bit.
Oh.
I think I'm going to make it potluck.
Maybe Marilyn Allen can come this year.
Well, last year she couldn't come because of the snow.
Yeah. I text Weasel Boy again. I haven't heard from him.
All right. The phone lines are open. If you're not Weasel Boy and you would like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour on this Friday night.
Okay.
That's what they say in the southern states. Hey, people might not know what station they're listening to.
That's true.
You know what we got to do?
Yeah, you got to do
Okay, relax yourself here.
Okay.
Everybody brace themselves. Here we go.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's you know, that right there alone is worth listening to this show.
That's true.
That's all you need.
I can't believe you found that.
Well, I mean, I'm glad I found it.
That thing's been hidden in the archives for years.
Well, because Barbara has went on to her reward, so I'm really...
amping it up.
Well, I'm just sad every time I hear that now, because I know she's no longer with us.
Yeah, it is sad.
It's baseball season.
Sure. Oh, you want to play...
I will. We'll see if a call comes in while this is going on, but... You like this song.
I do.
Now, tell people what it is.
What's one you're playing?
Well, Go Cubs Go.
Oh, yes. Go Cubs Go. And they want to win.
The greatest baseball song in the history of the earth is what you're about to hear.
I think it has a good beat. I'm not a big Cubs fan, but I like the beat of the music.
Well, I don't think you have to be a Cubs fan to enjoy the song.
No.
All right, everybody get ready to dance. Wherever you are right now, I know you just clear the floor because you're going to be dancing here momentarily, and then we're going to come back with much more fun here. All right, in celebration of the baseball season, Go Cubs Go here on WGH Radio, which stands for?
What is it?
We've only been here 9 years. You don't know what WGH stands for?
No, what is it? You make up stuff all the time.
Warren G. Harding.
Oh, I think he's making up like something else.
Just remember this. When you think of Barbara Walters, think of me. Here you go.
Go Cubs, go! say the Cubs are gonna win today.
Let's go!
Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey Chicago, what do you say the Cubs are gonna win today?
It's a man.
Go here on WGH Radio. Wait till I turn your mic on, you idiot. Jeez!
Hey,
are you in broadcasting or what?
I was talking out loud.
Do you not know I was doing a broadcast over here? What do you think these microphones are here
I
for?
Don't know. I was not paying attention.
This is WGH. How could you not know what W... When did that change?
Because sometimes you make up different things. I didn't know what you were talking about.
I've never made up a different name.
You're like, way to go, or you say... We are here to go, or you make up some...
No, I've never done that. I say where the W stands for, wow, this is a great station. But that doesn't change the literature of the numbers.
Oh, I think you meant, you should have said, well, what is the royal term of it? Then I would have said, oh, okay, I know what it is.
Boy, I tell you, we've got a lot of people out there listening tonight.
Yeah.
Nobody calling, except Bailey, but we've got other people listening. Now, Bailey has been to my Christmas party.
Yeah, so Jessica needs to call in.
She's been to the Christmas party.
But we have Weasel Boy. He's supposed to be calling. I don't know. It's about the shooting.
He was shot.
Well, not he wasn't shot tonight, but...
Darn. I was hoping.
Which, I'll tell him to call in now. Call in now.
Take your time at home. Go get yourself a go get yourself a warm milk from the refrigerator.
There you go.
Maybe we'll have that phone call by the time we get... By the time you get back.
I don't... Oh, that's why I'm not a booker.
Well, we talked about this.
Yes.
Barbara Walters was
an icon.
And is...
Always will be icon.
And nobody can...
The queen.
Can't...
Replace her.
Thank you. That's all you need to know. And she was a what of mine?
A good friend.
Thank you.
Play it.
Here we go.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara.
Take it away, Scott.
Yeah, thank you, Barbara. Hey, do you remember when I was trying to get Geraldo Rivera on this show?
Oh, I remember.
And I did the Geraldo Journal every day for 100 days.
Oh, yes. Oh, I remember that.
Well, why do you say it like you've got a disease?
I don't know. I got tired of hearing about it.
I don't really care if you got tired of hearing about it or not.
I did. I mean, it just kind of...
It was Geraldo.
I understand. I never liked the man.
Why did you not like Geraldo?
I don't know. I just never liked his show at all. It's kind of boring, if you ask me.
Well, when I was telling people, because Geraldo at that point, was not on this show. But I said, this is what it would sound like if Geraldo ever came on the show.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
this?
I remember this.
Get ready. This is what it would sound like if Geraldo was ever on this show. Just enjoy yourself.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
you. Please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot.
How silly this
you're
guy is.
You're a backstabbing
this
cheap shot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NDS. Attacking
you did
me
on the police thing.
Address the issue.
You, did it,
you had the
you
guts
did
to address the
police.
Issue.
All right, Geraldo. Thanks for coming on.
See, that's what it would have sounded like if Geraldo had ever been on this show. It would have been a talk mania, is what we're going to call that thing.
Yeah, he was a maniac. You know, he got punched in on how many times? Broken nose?
Well, he just loved. He loved the fight.
He did. He had, like, that fight.
And I wanted to bring Geraldo in here because I thought he and I could really get at it.
You know, I'm telling you, he ain't afraid to hit you.
What do you get a little south in your mouth there? What was that? He ain't afraid to hit you. He ain't afraid to hit you.
No, he's not.
He's not from the South, Alabama. He's from New York.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, he would take a jab at you.
No, he's going to take a jab at me.
He would. I'm telling you.
Do you know? You listen. Do you know
what?
If somebody would take a jab at me, I would have a lawyer called before they even connected.
Oh, really?
Yes, I would.
Because why?
Well, I don't take that to putting their hands on me.
Because you are.
The Diva Broadcasting.
And friends with? You're friends with?
Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't mess with Barbara Walters' friends.
Yeah.
She'll put the hurting on you.
Not now.
Well, no, she's passed away now.
Yeah, she went
but
to
nobody ever put the hurting on her.
She went to who what?
Her reward.
Yes.
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 Now, where are you going to be buried? Because I expect it to happen soon. Now, we were talking about this the other night.
Brush Ridge in a... You know I'm going to be, I'm going to build one. I'm going to be in a mausoleum.
Now see, please, don't bring this up, because I don't want to have to be rude.
I'm going to be in a mausoleum.
I told you the other night.
I know, you said I'll...
You won't be able to fit in there. There's a weight capacity at the mausoleum.
No, there's not a weight. I'm telling
you. There is a weight capacity.
As long as they put me on the bottom, there won't be no weight.
No, I'm saying there's only so much space to slide somebody into the wall.
I'm going to call them.
Well, you can call them all day you want. They're going to ask you, how big are you, sir?
Why don't they make bigger mausoleums, then?
That mausoleum was built back in the 19...
No, I'm talking about I'm a Busch Ridge. I'm going to have them build me one.
Well, I don't think they are.
They're going to build me like a little, tiny little...
I'm just saying, you can't cram somebody... You don't want to be crammed in there for eternity, do you?
I'll be dead.
Well, so it won't matter then anyways, will it?
That's right. Just like you said, I will not be able to fit in the regular casket. I'm just going to be...
That's true.
I'm just going to slide me in the regular casket. I won't even feel it.
You'll need a double wide. You'll need a double wide casket. That's true. You'll need a double wide.
Double wide casket?
They have... It's extra. You're going to have to pay extra.
Oh, extra.
Yeah. Or as they say down in Alabama, extra. You're going to have to pay extra.
Or down around Alabama, roll tie.
Yeah, why do they say that? What does that mean? I don't know. Those people, they yell that out every time something happens.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. What is that?
I have no idea. It's a slang.
For the longest time, I thought that meant wash your clothes.
Because it's hot.
Tide. Yeah. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Put the washer on.
Yeah, put the washer
on. Put the washer on rinse.
Yeah, put the washer. Oh, boy.
No, but do you think you might need a double-wide casket? Hey, Adam does the obituaries. Maybe he could call in tonight and do your obituary.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why not?
I'm not dead. You know what? I thought about it. You know what?
Well, you're looking a little like you're decomposing over there.
No, I'm hot. Adam, what do you do? Turn this heat on to 90?
It's probably 65 in here, folks. This man works up a sweat in an igloo.
I'm telling you. It's ridiculous. Oh, no, seriously.
Adam, call in and do his obituary. Wouldn't you know how many people love to hear their obituary?
No, Adam, call in and do your Harry Carey impression.
Boy, that was entertaining, wasn't
it?
Well, 7403.
Harry Carey.
We had crosstalk there.
We did.
We just had it again. People can't understand. 740-383-9944. We got 16 minutes left of the broadcast here. 740-383-9944. If you want to get in, grab a line. Do it now.
Do it now. Call 740-383-9944. So, I don't know. So, what do you think?
What about what?
I probably am going to get my burial all set and planned.
Well, I would too if, you know, I had the health conditions that you have.
Why would you say that stuff?
Well, because you've got a few illnesses. I don't want to bring them out on the air here, but You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could really go at any time.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just going to probably just get, like, frozen. Forget about it.
Frozen?
Frozen.
Nobody's going to freeze you.
They're going to freeze me, and they're going to throw me in a tub. That's what they're going to do. Who are you chatting with?
I'm trying to look at the messages here. We're getting messages from people.
Oh, who is it?
Adam's out there listening. And, I believe that's Jessica out there listening. Oh. You know, I cannot see as well as I used to, apparently. I got to really lean in. Well, except it's on my right. I can't really see.
You need to start eating your carrots.
This thing's too late.
You're not eating enough vegetables there.
Well, we're having a great time. What happened to your friend Louise?
I have no idea. I texted him. I said, call in, and he has not called in. So, hopefully he said it was like a shooting.
But he wasn't shot.
He said he wasn't shot, no.
Are you sure he wasn't shot?
I'm asking.
I believe he might have been shot.
Were you shot? I'm asking if he was shot.
I know a lot of people have wanted to shoot him. Hey, is the NCAA going on tonight?
Yes.
Oh, who's winning?
I'm not sure.
Well, then how do you know what's going on?
It's March Madness. It's still going on.
Well, I understand, but who's winning?
I don't know who's winning. I haven't checked. I haven't did it this year.
Well, we should let people know.
We're going there.
Well, I'm busy doing a show.
All right, I'll check.
Nothing from Louise.
No, I'm asking him right now.
Boy, I'll tell you, he just wears people out, doesn't he?
I know, he never was.
What's your favorite memory of a party of mine that you have been to?
Oh, man. I don't know how many. Well, one year I was at your party and I walked out of your sidewalk and I slipped and about broke my neck. I remember that. Remember that year?
Oh. Yes, you did. You fell and cracked your head.
I cracked my head. That's probably the most minimal.
Was that a party?
That was a party afterwards.
I remember you falling.
Yeah, it was awful.
I remember after that there was a dip in the parking lot. Every time I'd pull the car in and pull the car out, it would go dip.
Yeah. What?
You agreed.
Whoa. Would you say again?
Checkmate.
Say that again.
I said there was a dip in the parking lot after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what. I don't know what caused it.
No, that's not true. It was in your sidewalk, not in your driveway, not your.
I don't recall exactly. I just know you've fallen down a lot.
I know because slippery.
You're clumsy.
No, it's slippery.
You fell down during River Valley's graduation at the Coliseum.
That was not fun at all. Oh, I think I broke my tailbone almost.
I just saw people laughing on the other side, and I looked behind me, and you're laying in the aisle.
Well, that's because you know how you're like when you're walking down the
steps. Clumsy.
No, you're walking down the steps and you slip.
I didn't slip.
No, my shoes were slippery underneath.
Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever fallen down anywhere I've been with you.
Well, you fell before.
I'm sure I've fallen in life.
Before. I've been with you before.
You've never been with me when I fell.
You were flying through the in Farrah Park one year.
I'm talking about
you was doing that military walk and.
I'm talking about in recent times.
Not recent.
No, I can keep my balance these days.
But I remember you went flying at the. At your grandma's. No, it was your grandma's. Remember your.
You just hit the mic with your big paw. You know we're doing a radio show.
Yes. Remember at Brownstone? Remember when you was doing that military walk and you just like you went flying to the door? Oh yes. I wish I had that on camera. Oh, that would have been America's Funniest Home Videos. That would have been funny.
So you found it funny that I could have injured myself.
Scott, the Dean of Spears, fell and...
You take pleasure in others' injuries.
No! But wait a minute, you're laughing at me when I fall.
I didn't say I laughed at you. I said the people across the way were laughing
at you. Oh, you were laughing too.
I was concerned.
You was not concerned,
I was concerned that you had hurt yourself.
Oh, folks, he was not concerned at all. Oh, hang on. I got messages.
From the Wheeze?
No, not the Wheeze. I'm not sure who it is. No, the Wheeze hasn't... Yep. Hopefully he didn't get shot.
Well, if he did, nobody will care. Nobody will care. Life will go on.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Hey, did you know that McCall... McCall, yeah, Jessica's daughter,
yes,
recently turned 18.
Really?
Is that not amazing?
Well, I remember babysitting them, too.
I don't know how it's possible that she's 18 and I'm only 27.
Oh, you wish you was 27.
No, I'm just 27.
You better put the double numbers on there.
I'm 27.
You wish.
That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But no, isn't that amazing that she's 18?
Yeah.
And what I've run into her recently in the grocery store. She's a very bright... a bright, light, good beacon child.
You know, and I remember Isaac, he was, I remember they both.
I used to drive him to school every morning. We'd go to McDonald's, and then I'd take him over to the bus stop, and we'd have just a high old time.
I remember the last time I saw them, it was at the Harding High School, right? That night, we saw them.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good time. Good time was had by all.
Yeah.
But it's hard to believe that people are turning 18, 19.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But it's, so happy 18th birthday.
I'll be 50 before I know it.
You look 70.
Well, have you took a look in the mirror lately?
I took a picture tonight for this show.
Oh, well.
It's youthful.
It's youthful.
Very youthful. A lot of youth in that picture.
That's right.
I'm telling you what, if you've been thinking about calling, we're at the 9-minute mark here,
740-383-9944.
That's 740-383-9944.
I just did a crosstalk again.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, and this program is back on the air after a little bit of an absence.
It was. It's been, how long has it been gone now?
Ooh, last fall, I believe.
Yeah, you and Angie just parted ways.
But now we're back.
Yeah, now it's me taking the place.
And we're going to be here for life.
For life.
Eternity. Well, your life, which
could be
a short run.
Well, I don't know about that one, but... Well, actually, you know, folks, remember Jackie Hearsome? She said I'll be living at least until 90.
No, 80.
85.
But she said the last 15 years of your life, you'd be breathing heavy and kind of disoriented.
No, she did not say... That was the other... Witch doctor, whoever he was.
Well, they put you under. The witch doctors.
No, he tried.
I called the witch doctor. Yeah, you know, it's a song.
He tried, though. Remember that witch doctor you tried to put me under? Couldn't do it.
Grabbed your head.
Yeah, he...
he was rubbing your head.
Why in the world would they... Is that what they do?
And he was saying, relax.
Go to sleep.
Relax.
Relax. Close your eyes.
I would find it very hard to relax if somebody was rubbing my head like that.
I know. It's like he was rubbing like a chichilla pit or something. You know what I mean?
It was like a magic ball. You know, like a... Like one of those crystal balls.
Yeah, that's right. Give me some moolah. Oh, it was awful.
Oh, the phone is lighting up. Now, who is this going to be?
Who is it going to be?
Jessica? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. I'm chauffeuring Harry Carey back from his dentist because apparently he had an issue with his dentures, so I think he's okay now.
Well, let's hear it.
Holy cow! How are you today, Scott? And how are you today, Sean Kraft?
Well, Harry,
holy cow! Moo!
Moo! Harry, give us a little take me out to the ball game in celebration of the Cubs' win on opening day yesterday.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Well, it's root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, Sean, what do you make of that?
Well, that was not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you think
we have any problem, Sean, if I did your obituary? The only relative that I know of yours is your second cousin.
Oh, do it!
Does anybody really care about a second cousin?
Do it!
I don't know any other relatives or survivors, so...
Do it!
I've never done one where I say...
Am I talking...
So-and-so is survived by a second cousin.
Do it!
Well,
survive by their pets. Now go ahead.
we're not gonna do that. But that's just a note.
What is that? A superstition?
I don't know of any other relatives. I mean,
I got a brother and a dad and a stepmom.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I ask. I mean, it'd be just interesting because it just depends what information we have, and it's like. I mean, I talked to one of my second cousins, but I have second and third cousins. I have no idea who they are. So.
I'm not going to have an obituary. I'm not going to have an obituary. I'm not going to have a funeral. Nothing.
Well, your father, yeah, I'm familiar with him. Like, I never met him, but, I mean, I've met your second cousin.
Oh, yes, yeah, Scott.
Yeah, he's friends with that girl in New York City, I believe.
New York City.
Yes, Marlo Thomas.
Wait, Scott, did you talk to that girl's better half to try to get him on this morning? I'm sure he'd have a few opinions.
Oh, I'm sure he would. You know, the show was booked. I tell you, it was loaded this morning. Dick Cavett, Sam Donaldson, yeah. Mary Ellen Withrow, and Governor Strickland.
Yeah, you didn't pull any punches, did you?
No, and I thought it was a very balanced show in the regard that I think they all really gave their honest opinion, and I think that's what you want.
Yeah, I just would like to hear people that were more conservative. You're going to hear that, but if you asked them, I mean, I don't want what to tell you, but we invite all viewpoints for sure.
Well, sure, everybody's invited on the show, and I think as time goes on, we might hear from them, but I think that that was just what it was this morning, but I don't think it got out of hand as far as criticism. I think they all were basically pointing out the historic nature of what happened.
Yes, you just never know. I mean, it's an exciting time, as I was telling a friend of mine earlier, regardless of what you think, because I'm not really sure what's going on. I think they're all crazy. But a busy time for journalists and, of course, lawyers and stand-up comedians.
Well,
so,
you know,
good time for all three. Are all those kind of a combination of all three? Because he's kind of a comedian, and he's a journalist, and he's a lawyer, so... Geraldo must really be eating this up.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we're running out of time.
Did you want to hear from one of my mother's favorite TV chefs?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Scott, this is your little child. I want to thank you for having my friend on the Golden Army. That was a wonderful interview.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you for calling, and you have a wonderful Friday night.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Now, what did you make of that second impression?
Well, sounded like, I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
Well, we're down to the final three, 640-383-9944. We've had it all tonight.
We have.
We had a call-in from Bailey.
Yep. Weasel, I have no idea what happened to Weasel.
We don't know what happened to the Weez. We had Harry Carey call in there and frighten us all with Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
That's right. Oh, boy.
I think it's been a successful return tonight.
I think it's, very good Friday night, I think. Friday.
What is your feeling on these Friday night programs?
I think it's been pretty fun being on the radio again. It's been like a year since I've been.
Well, I think on Friday night, it's fun not to be so current event-oriented and just talk about whatever.
Yeah, just whatever comes to your mind.
Whatever comes to your mind, and you just have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
And that's what life should be about. People need to loosen up now and just relax and enjoy life. It's not that difficult when you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Those are the words of wisdom I have to share tonight. Make friends. Don't make enemies. Don't create drama. Just enjoy your life. It could end tomorrow.
True. Or in 2 minutes.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Adam had a superstition about doing an obituary there? He seemed a little superstitious.
Oh, superstitious.
Doing an obituary of an alive person.
Oh, I don't know. Probably so.
I don't know if there's some, superstition there or not. I don't know. Well, we're down to the last 60 here. Okay. No Weeze. He's about as dependable as he always has been.
I kept texting him. I said, first he's going to call in, and something about he was leaving work trying to get away from the guns, or I don't know. I don't know.
Didn't he send you a picture of his food?
No, that wasn't...
Oh, that wasn't him.
No, that was somebody else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to eat carrots.
Yeah.
But in any event, the point of this is that the Wheeze, once again, is unreliable on a Friday night show.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be here sometime. I don't know. He showed up that one day.
That was a picture. That was a picture of our food tonight.
Oh, that was our food?
That was our food.
Oh, okay.
That we had tonight from Denny's.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, okay.
In any event, that's it.
Because nobody guessed it. Nobody guessed the... Where it was from.
For Sean Kraft, this is Scott Spears on this Friday Night Live, heading for...
The Dugout.
Oh, no.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Your place for the latest news in politics.
Yeah.
From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena, looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.
No kidding, you're among the seats.
I am in the seats right now. I can see Oregon and Indiana and New Hampshire. I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for